What would I do?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion for approval of the minutes from November 4th.
Motion, Mullen.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. First up is Matt Sozo with planning with the public hearing.
Yep. So first one is just authorizing a public hearing for the 8-year review for agricultural district number one. Ag markets just requires us to authorize the public hearing and set it for January.
Motion.
Second.
Have we ever had anybody attend or comment on these public hearings? Ever?
Since I've been here, no.
I can remember
back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't.
When I was a reporter, yeah. They actually had, yeah. Kelly wasn't even born yet.
What's name is it?
We don't want to hear that.
As to God, I'm not making it up. It was before we even kept records, okay?
Wow.
I'm only joking. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Is that it, Matt?
Nope. Next one is just 2021 contracts. Nothing has changed from 2020. All the funding amounts are the same, so I'll just be issuing extension letters.
I had a question about that. Some of the budgets were adjusted quite a bit for some of these agencies, weren't they?
I think so. I guess I didn't check back with the budget. I checked with Jen. She said the amounts were the same, but were they adjusted?
No, these are not like the tourism agencies. These are the bequests we make in the budget for the different chambers. Yes, Kelly.
I think that the CDB dollar amount is not right. It says
$765,000. I don't think
that that's
correct. Sorry, I didn't realize those were different. Actually, I think that the other ones. Excuse me. I don't recall. I think the library
system. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the CDB is 460 versus 765. Yes. Right. Okay. That was my mistake. I didn't realize those numbers got adjusted. I'll go back in the budget and.
We postpone till next month. Do we have time for that?
They really need to get out, and we double check them at our office too with the budget when before we sign off for approval. So we double check the numbers that are in the contract with the budget to make sure everything matches before we sign off on them.
Can we perhaps make the motion
make it so that
as budgeted,
right?
Yeah.
As budgeted, based on amending these numbers.
Yeah, yeah, I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Yeah, it's all related to
the
okay.
Do you have an additional comment, Jack?
Well, in the library, there's
yeah, in the library system. I apologize, but I'll go back in the budget and adjust these numbers.
So, Attorney Prasik, you're saying that you looked at the actual contracts, not this list, and the contracts match the budget?
I haven't seen the contracts yet. So before I sign off on the actual contracts of every contract you approve, we double check it with the budget to make sure the numbers match what you passed in the budget resolution.
Okay. And the contracts were passed last year with the stipulation that they would be extended annually every 5 years. So I imagine if the amounts change, we would have to amend the contract otherwise.
You just amend the, in your one letter, you just amend the consideration portion. Right. You don't have to start over from scratch with a full contract.
I think I asked this last year. I'm going to ask again. Bath snowflakes. I have a hard time picturing what they do.
They're a snowmobile club.
It's a snowmobile club, but what do they actually do other
than... They mark trails.
That it's safe for people?
Unusually sensitive.
In order to receive public funding, you have to apply for the grant. You have to have an established snowmobile club to do trail maintenance and manage.
So they maintain the trails.
They maintain the trails.
Once the trail is done, it's done, right?
Right, but every year they may do trail adjustments, yeah, extensions, or agreements if a property owner. Yeah, and the property owners sometimes agree for them to use their property for their trail.
Make sure
and
those, that they have the property.
Yep, they need to make sure that they...
They go through my yard, Hilda, so I'm familiar with them. Yeah, they put up bridges because sometimes the road crew will come through and make the ditch bigger, so they'll make a bridge. If the road had changed, the culverts had changed, and they take it back out at the end of the year so that it's not, you know, an eyesore.
It's actually a good thing because it funnels the traffic, if you will, to certain spots that are much safer than they would be if you just went willy-nilly and nobody knew where the trail was.
Yeah, the annual license. New York State, a lot of that goes
trail development.
So is that the same thing with the Quad County Snowmobile Club?
They're just a different snowmobile club. Yep.
A bulk of that money that from the licenses goes up in the Adirondacks in northern New York because they have groomed trails like highways. But here, our little token, 17,000, at least maintains a thoroughfare for our local snowmobilers.
They should change their name. Just so,
all right.
So foo-foo-ishing or something. Sorry.
Bath plowers? What?
Bath trail maintenance or bath.
Next time they apply for their grant, I'll read
suggest it.
I'll recommend it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve these contracts based upon true numbers, which will be corrected before they're expedited. So can I have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Eric, are you on for?
I am on.
Okay, go ahead. You're up.
Time of year again for contract renewal, maintenance contract renewals. Not a huge increase. Did you guys get the stuff in front of you? Or do you have it in front of you?
We do have it. Okay. Yes.
It's pretty much the same. There's a little bit of increase on a few of them. Davis Almer, Danforth, and some garbage disposal out of Hornell for SDS, but nothing major.
Motion.
Second.
Any other questions? Yeah, that was my question. Covered by budget, Eric?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a little off topic, but related to Eric. I haven't seen him here in a while, but I just wanted to say it looks like I like what they did on the Belcom House over there and just have been impressed with some of what Buildings and Grounds have been doing. So,
good point.
Yes, yeah. You have done a great job, Eric.
Yeah, folks, we had a good mix with the Workfare folks, with Vince and a couple of our folks, so it came together nice. With was a good group effort. So thank you.
Okay, all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, Eric. And Eric, it's not just a Belcom House, it's everything.
Yeah.
All the way across the board, it's looking good.
You guys are too nice. Thank you.
John Malter, question?
Yes, I just had one question on the property we bought where the bowling alley was. Are we going to do anything to spruce that up, make it look halfway decent over there?
Come spring.
Go ahead, Eric.
What are we going to do?
Right now, we're leaving it open, slated for the contractors to use through a few more of these phases. And then come springtime, that'll be a discussion, I guess, for everybody involved to decide what we want to do or you guys want to do with it.
The thought was leaving it so that the contractors could park their job trailers.
And yeah. The staging area.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I haven't seen anything in.
Yeah, and
this morning there was.
And I've also noticed a smaller trailer in the central parking lot, which surprised me. It took up parking spaces.
Yeah, that was an emergency response contractor.
Right.
Yeah, disaster response.
They've got to be.
But it should be across the street.
Well, they've got to be so close to the building with what they're getting rid of at times, and based on how they're hopping around with these phases to try to meet or beat schedule. We're trying to make it as easy on them as well to stay within the parameters of the state with this material they're getting rid of and not have them crossing the street every time with equipment, everything else, because that also poses a few concerns.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll be done soon with some of the stuff and we can shorten up the footprint that they're taking. So I apologize for that.
Eric, you said we were too kind. You didn't give us enough.
Well, I think Malter's not on this committee. I said you weren't on the committee.
Okay, Eric, is there anything else you need to bring?
No, I'm all set on my end. Thank you.
All right. You're released. Chris, Jack Wheeler?
Yeah, I can take that. So it's the annual renewal. We've done this for, going on 7 years, intermunicipal agreement with Livingston County for providing weights and measures services. Due to everyone's budget, constrictions, we didn't propose an increase to Livingston County. We would look, every other year, we look to increase it about $2,500. So probably next year we would look at that. So looking for a renewal of a contract with Livingston County to provide weights and measure services, the intermunicipal agreement for $60,000. We also get reimbursed mileage on top of that. And Langdon and his crew continue to do a fantastic job, and Livingston County is very happy with the service.
Second.
Any questions about the contract?
I am on if anybody has questions for it.
Thank you, Langdon.
All right.
I don't believe we do. I'm going to call for a vote. Approve the contract. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carrie.
Thank you.
You're good, Langdon.
Thank you.
I'm trying to look online if there's anyone remote representing agency that needs business before AIP, but I don't really recognize any. Tess, do you have anything that you want to bring from Cooperative Extension?
I don't think so. I don't know if anybody's
Tess, talk about the money that was raised in your
fundraising.
Pardon? Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So we did a really big fundraiser for new bathrooms at the fairgrounds, and we thought we'd get like $12,000, which is a big ask actually. To put in new bathrooms by the beef and sheep barn. The reason why we need them out there is because there aren't any bathrooms there. And especially if you're camping out there, and also for our 4-H'ers that are by the horse barn, it's a really long walk to the bathroom, especially at night, especially during fair time when there's a lot of strangers out and about. So we really needed bathrooms there. And we ended up raising in one day $25,000 just by everybody being in our community being so generous. And we still have some donations trickling in, and we're at over 27,000 now. So that's a big
Awesome.
I know. A big thank you to the community. And it was nice to see everybody joining together for that. So
congratulations.
Good job.
And it'll start in the spring.
And any leftover money from the building project will be put into improving the existing bathrooms, I read. Is that correct?
Correct. So it really depends on how much everything costs and how much we can get donated. We're hoping that we can get some materials donated by local building companies. But again, it does depend on, how much it will cost. But any leftovers, that money was donated for the bathroom. So we would obviously make sure that it goes towards the existing bathrooms for repair, which need it very badly. So.
Okay. Thank you, Tess.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to other business. Aaron Mullen has a topic he wants to discuss.
Thanks, Robin. Yeah, I looked at the data that we received from regarding different decades and how they've been, how they've tested positive for COVID and whether they've been hospitalized and whether they've died after they've had it, and was struck at basically a fairly sharp divide between, basically the 60-year mark and how people had been affected who were under 60 years old and how people had been affected who were over that. And I think it is quite an economic issue with some of the shutdowns. And I would like to request that other counties publish similar data throughout the state, whether it's just open for people to be able to see, or whether we could urge the Association of Counties to try and compile that data so that we can all take a look at the data and have a discussion about whether there's any narrower policies that we could craft based on data that we have for how people have tested positive and how they've been affected. And I know that, you know, the data that we were given was, you know, it wasn't an in-depth dive. It doesn't talk about things like comorbidities or things like that, but that wasn't what I had requested. But I do think that it's informative, even just seeing the age brackets on how people are being affected. And we know that I think it's relevant for our committee to ask for because of the economic impact of it, and particularly for school age children and the childcare issues that come about because of it, because of schools being shut down. And so I would just like to make a resolution to request similar data from other counties, so that we could have a broader discussion throughout the state on just what the different data looks like.
Okay, so my understanding is your intent is to try to put together an analysis based upon real data from all the counties to ideally maybe NYSAC as a overall overseer group, so that we could make more fact-based policy recommendations?
Yes.
Jack, I have a question. Is this something that NYSAC has, you know, for their purpose? I mean, are they already doing this, or do you have any knowledge of this being done?
Not necessarily. Each county, I think, does data collection and reporting differently. I think, you know, as we've talked, we're one of the more aggressive in terms of the information that we disseminate. We obviously do a great deal, and Laura Lee and other staff does a phenomenal job getting information out. So to Mr. Mullen's point, I think requesting, some action or analysis by the New York State Association of Counties is kind of like, that would be the appropriate place in my view to request that action from.
Mine too. It's one way for all the counties to have their input.
Well, there's one system. There's a state system that data is entered into, right? It's not just our system. It's a state system.
It's a Department of Health one, right, Jack?
Well, so the data is being collected.
I don't know where it is, if it is.
The state certainly has that data. Again, I mean, we don't have insight into their internal tracking. Certainly, we report all positive cases. They know about hospitalizations as well as we do, because that's in positive reports are in what's called eClairs. That's the state laboratory tracking system. Hospitalization reports are in HERDS. That's the state system that hospitals use. We have some insight into that. But, you know, we get more granular with ours just because we have it in real time. All counties should have that. So, you know, making that request of the Association of Counties, I think would be the place to start, at least, because I'm not sure what the New York State Department of Health would or wouldn't release to us.
That's my point. I don't think we're getting exactly the data that maybe we need. And I think the ultimate goal here is that the governor constantly hammers away at fact-based decisions and policymaking. Well, let's put our facts together, and perhaps maybe that will, I think what Aaron is trying to say is that the death rate at the younger age groups is not as impactful as some might want you to believe. So policies are being made across the board, regardless of age group. And he doesn't feel it's appropriate or correct.
Yeah, it looks that way from Steuben County's data. And, you know, we could be an anomaly. But I also thought that the death rate was higher than I thought it would be for people who were over 60. And, you know, I don't want to go too far down, you know, how we would analyze or whatever, but, you know, there may be things that we can do in the community to help, you know, older people shelter and continue to avoid contact while allowing some of the economic and schools to open back up more. And I think that there would be a lot of health benefits for people and economic benefits if we were able to do that. And so that's why I think it would be good to have more data to talk about it.
The data is in the system.
So Jack, can we initiate that kind of inquiry to NYSAC and go from there?
Yeah, it's just a matter of how you want to do it, whether you want a memorialization to NYSAC requesting that, or if you just want to handle it through administrative chains and have myself and Darlene work with NYSAC. It's up to you.
Which is the most effective way?
Yeah.
Administratively would be more effective, isn't it?
I think so. Memorialization is just a piece of paper to probably land on someone's shelf.
Yeah. We want other counties to be invited into the fact gathering process.
We could bring that up to intercounty too.
Yeah, that's the one I thought of. Yeah, that's a great idea because NYSAC is directly engaged. I mean, we can also do it from our end, but intercounty is a great idea.
And for all I know, there's other county legislators that are already discussing the same idea.
We don't discuss it much at intercounty, right, Carol?
We don't discuss
COVID hardly at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe it's a good topic to be introduced. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you,
Aaron, for that. My only concern about intercounty there, Hilda, is they will not be meeting again until February. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't meet in December or January.
Oh.
Brenda, is this something that could be done just on an email chain to your member counties to intercounty? The request, I mean?
It would probably have to go to the send it to the president of intercounty and see if they can handle it, but
maybe as far as just do it and see. An email heads up to the president of Intercounty saying that we're making this crest to NYSAC and would they please join in?
I could, but the thing is they can't take, like, they would need to actually do an action to join in.
You don't meet until February.
It's probably better to just request it of other counties. Because they aren't meeting until either the third week of January or third week in February. I can't remember when our next meeting date is. But
conference. Yeah.
Would it make sense to check the NYSAC to see if they're collecting any of that data?
I think administratively, that's what Jack is saying. And if they're not, then we that they do it.
I can reach out to NYSAC today. Yeah.
Mr. Malter.
The state. I'd like to see it statewide. Yeah, I mean, whatever counties will participate is going to be more than it's going to be worthwhile having the information to talk about.
It's worth a try. Yeah. I agree.
You know, one of the issues that's sort of ancillary to this is I'm frustrated by how things are shut down as we all are. And, you know, some of our, because of how the system is set up for shutdowns, you know, I look at the, data and think it doesn't seem as dangerous and, you know, to a lot of age groups, but it doesn't matter if they get a positive and we're testing, then our economy is going to get shut down. And so it's a terrible balancing act to try and figure out what we can even do other than, you know, let's try and get data and see how narrowly we could urge the state to draft policy. Maybe our state won't change, but it would be good to have it anyways.
Kelly?
I agree with Aaron. I think that we are going to see more consequences other than the health effects of this pandemic as we move into 2021. I'm not sure if you're all aware, there are still businesses and professions that are not allowed to be open right now. And these people are going for months without being able to generate any revenue. And so if they're still able to collect any kind of form of unemployment, at what point does that system actually start to fail? We have so many systems that rely upon sales taxes, income taxes, property taxes, and at what point where these people cannot generate the funds to pay their bills, trying to lessen my sympathy or my thoughts for how serious this illness is, but we are trying to correct one issue and we're creating 100 other issues that we are going to have to deal with as we move forward into the future. And we have got to start doing something about it.
So let me also say that here's a prime example. We have a local restaurant in Corning who was shut down for 2 weeks because a staff member had tested positive. And I just happened to have been in the restaurant that one of those 2 days that they were there. And now they've been closed for 2 weeks. They open Thursday or Friday or sometime soon this week. But here's an example. I mean, nobody wants that restaurant shut down, but they had to shut down because of the positivity. So, you know, it's all about saving lives. And I don't know how you balance it.
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. I don't think we've fully seen the full economic impact here, not only to our county, but to the state and to the federal government, the country as well. I think it's still yet to show itself.
Okay. That wraps up that discussion. Any other business?
We should just point out that the IDA update.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Johnson had a conflict today, and I agreed that, and Scott, that we could just push it out till January's agenda. He said about the 11th of this month, the IDA would be issuing their annual report, of which all of us legislators will receive one in our email box. So you can review that and be prepared with any questions for the next time around. But he will definitely be before the committee in January. Okay.
They also send an email to her with it. Usually the report usually comes in an email as well.
That's why I just said.
He said in our box. I thought you meant.
In your inbox.
Inbox. I thought you meant.
In your email inbox. Sorry.
I did think that. I thought she was talking about physical copy as well.
Didn't it sound like
so.
A physical box? Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. Your email inbox, so you'll have plenty of opportunity to review.
Thought, man, I'm going to have to go to my mailbox. I haven't done that since we've had them.
Okay, we went off the rails there.
Yep.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Have you ever motioned to adjourn, Hilda?
I think I have once or twice.